going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
10-10 time. And the pitch to Ian Happ. Swinging a base hit into right. Brewhunt around third, heading home. Here comes the throw to the plate. Cubs win. Cubs win the ball game. Ian Happ, a game-winning single.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That was the final call here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Pat and Ron do a phenomenal job.
Pat Hughes at his best.
No question.
And it's a treat to have his voice and presence on a daily basis.
It's a blessing.
It is, really.
It is.
At the station. For moments like last night. Yep. For moments like Friday.
Yep.
Pat and Ron and Zach, they all do a terrific job of providing the context, the intensity, and just the feel. You're not there, but you're there.
Mm.
That's the beauty of it. And so last night was one of those moments where you will remember from this season. And it was even better, the long version, because that was just a snippet of the specialness that they provided.
Hey, don't forget, today is, I believe, Wednesday all day. Tomorrow is the day of the draft. And you should tune in tomorrow night from 6 to 9 for Draft Night on The Score. It's hosted by Mark Grody, Dave Wannstedt, and Judson Richards. The guys will be live as round one of the draft begins with live reports from Hallis Hall, an instant reaction to what the Bears decide to do with the 10th overall pick. There'll be all sorts of comments made. And that's tomorrow night from 6 to 9 p.m. right here on The Score in the Odyssey app. And the show will also be streamed on YouTube and Twitch.
What a treat that will be.
And it's we're just getting started, because tune in Saturday morning.
Wait.
From Saturday morning.
Saturday morning?
Saturday
baseball
morning.
Baseball showtime, right?
No.
No?
From 9 until noon.
Oh, wow.
We will have our Mully and Haw draft special.
Did you tell Bruce?
I think Olin told him. We're going to be joined. He didn't ask. We're going to be joined by Olin Krutz for the full show as we react to what the Bears do on nights 1 and 2 of the draft. That's this Saturday from 9 to noon right here on The Score and the Odyssey app.
Grody,
a ton of fun.
On Thursday night with Wani and Judson Richards. That will be a treat.
Yep.
Saturday morning will be a lot of fun with you and Olin, and that will hopefully be a treat as well. But last night was special. Pat and Ron,
yes,
delivering the goods on the ninth and the 10th inning walk-off victory.
The crowd in a frenzy at Wrigley. The Cubs have a chance to win it right now. 10-10 tie. And the pitch to Ian Happ. Swinging a base hit into right. Brewhunt around third, heading home. Here comes the throw to the plate. Cubs win. Cubs win the ball game. Ian Happ, a game-winning single. The Cubs are mobbing Ian Happ out near first base. One for the memory books, Ron. What a great win for the Cubs tonight.
There's your over and in. That's what you're trying to do at the at-bat. You hook that ground ball and hope it gets through and drive him in. Brujan coming around third. I thought he was stumbling a little bit coming around third base. And I'm like, oh, no. But he kept his footing and came in to home. Head first, dive, safe. Play not close at the plate. And the Cubs win another wild one here at the Friendly Confines.
Play the music. Get the song going. Coom excited. That was fun.
I got to tell you, that is...
Thought he was going to stumble.
Well, what was great about it is that there was no, you know, messing about. There was no kind of goofing around. It was,
boom.
There's your moment, boom, there's the hit, boom, there's the run, let's see you, bye.
And when Ian Happ was running to first base, he was looking back because he knew who was on second. Brujan inserted into the game for that purpose. I believe he was inserted as a runner, correct, Dustin? That was the case, and so good move by Craig Counsell. Got to give him credit for that. And Ian Happ knew that that base hit was going to score the speedy Brujan if he didn't stumble around third base. And Ian Happ was good. He's pointing. He's looking back as he's running to first. Kind of pointing like, oh, yeah, that he's going to score. And he knew what was coming next. So even the stoic Ian Happ seemed to be celebratory in that moment.
We can listen to this in all sorts of different languages if you prefer.
Well, it was definitely one that was needed no translation.
Well, I don't know if we have the Japanese call, but I know we have the Spanish call.
Okay.
And maybe we should hear what that particular moment sounded like in the two form of Espanol.
Lanzamiento. Swing, le pone el bate.
I know one says 11. That helps.
In any language, that was memorable.
Diaz, 10.
Yes.
I'm picking up some stuff here.
You picked up some stuff.
I think I'm learning the language.
I think you can. We all can relate to the intensity. You probably were saying a version of that at home wherever you were watching it. I wonder how many people did leave when it was 10-7 at Wrigley Field. Because at 10-7 against the Dodgers, and let's face it, when you've got Tanner Scott on the mound, you feel like, you know.
Oh, it's good to beat him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell
it's
him.
Good. It's good to beat him.
You don't want to come here?
No, okay. You don't. I thought they had a deal.
Yeah.
Thought they were going to sign him. No. So beat him. Yes. Yeah, so tonight, Cubs back at it. Matthew Boyd against the bullpen. Do we know who the Dodgers are opening with that's an opener for them? Dave Roberts, the highest paid manager in baseball. He's going to come up with some.
Dave Roberts questioned a call and had it overturned.
David, far be it for me to push back when we're trying to give credit to Craig Counsell, but I'm confused about Brujan.
What
are you confused about?
Well, if I remember the game correctly.
I want to be sure here. Brujan was inserted into the game at second base to be the runner in the 10th inning, correct?
The rule is supposed to be the final out.
Yes.
So the final out in the bottom of the 9th inning was Justin Turner striking out looking. So how was Justin you can't replace him. In you're not supposed to be able to replace him.
Yeah, I think you can replace him. Why not? Why would you?
Well, because I mean, then all of a sudden you're using like a pinch runner, and it's supposed to be,
out of the game just like you would if you were to pinch hit for him.
Seems not in the spirit of the rule, though. So good for Craig Counsell then, if that's what you think is allowed to happen.
I don't know. We're gonna quibble after a seismic victory like last night's was.
Well, you wanted to give Craig Counsell credit.
I am
for
giving
that,
Craig Counsell
and I don't
credit.
Know that that's how it's supposed to work.
Are you that committed to not giving him credit that you can't acknowledge a compliment?
I believe he called him a cheater.
I mean, Brujan in the box score is listed as a pinch runner.
Yes.
But I didn't know you could pinch run for the third out to get that person to be the man.
Why would you not be able to? And why would they not know the rules?
Well, I'm just, when you look up the definition of the runner, the ghost runner in extra inning is the player who was the last out in the previous inning.
But yeah, so let's theoretically go through the steps here, Dustin, since you brought it up.
No, Justin Turner. I'm questioning it.
Justin Turner's on second base because he made the last out. Great. So let's say, okay, we start action. You have one pitch. All right, I'm going to insert a runner for Justin Turner.
But is that how it happened?
No, because you don't do that. That's silly. I'm playing it out for effect. You can substitute for a guy anytime you want to. Right?
You open up with the faster player because Justin Turner is not going to beat out single.
Yes, he's your pinch runner. And there was a good move, just like putting John Birdie at first base to run and steal a base in the ninth inning was. Craig Counsell had a good night. You can say that and acknowledge that. It's okay to be nice to Craig Counsell.
What's funny is like you complimented Craig Counsell, I don't know, feels like about 30 minutes ago. And then after we got on to two of the things, he came back with that to question it. And then it's just, why is he being so ornery about Craig Counsell?
I know why.
Mr. Destino. No, because you don't think he's worth his salary. Is that it?
He was a little overpaid.
A little bit. Okay. Because
it's a thing. I get it. The pinch runner. But again, the rule should say, I'm just going by what it says in the rule book. It says that it's so now, obviously, then Justin Turner could not come back into the game because he was then taken out of the game. But it doesn't say that you can insert your fastest guy available to you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I think if you've got that option and you're a smart manager, you use it.
All right. Kudos to Craig Counsell.
There we go.
Save the tape.
Save the tape. He's having a good year.
He is settling into the role.
He's having a little bit of fun. He's acknowledging what this season could be. Last night, postgame, I like the fact that he said, this team is fun to watch.
They are fun.
He is so right.
Well, the other thing is, so what are they now? They're 5 games over 500, right? Imagine if they hadn't won those two games. Like, as much as we look at what they're doing, it's because they're winning in the fashion in which they're winning, everyone's having fun. And it also, I think they're only a game and a half better than Milwaukee, but it feels like a lot more,
because it's against
it?
Who it's
because
against.
They're playing the
it's
best
it's the teeth
teams.
Of their schedule.
Yes.
And in May, they play the Pirates and the White Sox and the Marlins, I believe, and it softens a little bit. And that's a trap. That could be a trap.
No, that should be.
You want to avoid it. But
I think they'll be in good shape.
Texter's exactly right. So you can, it was like he was substituting in for Turner. So if the game would have continued, he would just replace Justin Turner.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel in the spirit of it. That's all.
Why are you worried about the spirit of it, Mr. Purist? Are you a traditionalist? The Cubs won the game because their manager made a smart move, and Ian Happ came through in the clutch. Take it and run with into the night, dancing, clicking your heels, singing Go Cubs Go. Why?
I like the idea of the Manfred man, but I think it should be held firm that you should have to use the guy who made the last out. That would make it more interesting.
That is so.
Because would Justin Turner have scored? Would Justin Turner have scored?
Of course not. And you know what? Like, we had to go to bed, so stop it.
Stop it.
There you go.
Come on.
Now we've gotten to the real heart of the matter. There we go.
You may want to be stubborn, but let this one go.
Are you new
go
here?
To bed.
Man.
Yes, I like to be stubborn.
All right. 312-644-6767. It's probably not on the score.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.